1077 RKR. It's Mark Frankhouse in the Rocker Morning Show, joined now by a special guest returning to the Rocker Morning Show, guitarist for Judas Priest. He's got a new album that's coming out in April with Elegant Weapons, his supergroup. Welcome back to the Rocker Morning Show, Richie Faulkner. Good morning, Richie.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, great, man. How have you been?
Very well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, dude, I am really looking forward to this new album, Evolution. It's coming out April 24th with Elegant Weapons. You got the new single, Bridges Burn, and I love these new tracks. I was able to catch a couple of them. How long has this album been in the works?
That's a really good question. You know, this record was written before the first one came out.
Really?
I don't quite know how that was, but I remember we got the guys over to Nashville to shoot some videos for what were to be the promotional material for the first record.
Yeah.
So at the same time, we got together and recorded the drums for the second one. So it's been around for a while, and then we've been recording it around Priest tours, you know, so we would do, let's say, a European Priest tour, and then come back for a couple of months and record guitars, and then we'd do another Priest tour of the US and come back and record some bass, you know, so we've been doing it around that. It's finally ready, but so it's been, the songs have been there for a while, and sometimes, you know, that's when the songs stand the test of time, really, when they've been around for a couple of years and they're still strong, you know, they're still vibrant, but we're excited to finally get it out to everyone and see what the world thinks about it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say that I'm sure that allows you a little bit of a chance too. Like if you go into a song and, you know, you spend a certain amount of time on it, you might even hear something where you're like, well, I kind of want to tweak that and really just kind of take your time on it.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You know, something that doesn't sit right or it's niggling away at the back of your brain, that could be different, that could be changed. You've got the time to do it. But these ones have been around a while as they are. And we're all happy with them. We think they're strong songs and we think they are enough of evolution. That's partly what we called the album there. They're enough of an evolution from the first record, but still retaining the character that we think the band has. You know, we feel like there's an identity there. It still retains that while kind of doing something different moving forward.
And I was curious too, because you talk about evolution. You're now, this is like the 15th year you've been in Judas Priest. Do you feel like being in that band has evolved your guitar playing a little bit?
I would say, yeah. I would say it's impossible not to, really. When I joined Priest, you know, I was in a cover band, mainly. I was in a cover band. We used to do lots of cover gigs. So I used to play a lot of different guitar player styles. And when you get into a band like Priest, you've got to be your style. You've got to have your voice and play things that Richie Faulkner would play. You know, you've got to kind of find your own voice. So I'm still trying to find it, you know. I still feel like I'm trying to find that voice, and it's still a journey. But you've got to kind of evolve in that sense as well. And obviously with Elegant Weapons and Judas Priest, it's different guys in the band, so it gives a different character and a different sound. But I think we've all got our own sound somewhat, and we're all trying to be unique in our own way, but also unique as a band as well.
Very true. Now, talk to me about this band, Elegant Weapons, because I know since the last time we talked to you, the lineup has changed a little bit. So who's all in the band currently?
What happened was last time we recorded the first record during COVID, and it was Rex Brown and Scott Travis. Rex Brown obviously being in Pantera, and Scott from Priest. And then obviously Pantera reformed and went out on the road, which is amazing. And Scott got busy with Priest as well. So we got in Chris Williams from Accept and Davey Rimmer from Uriah Heep. And we're great friends as well, you know, all of us. Christopher Williams, I live near him here in Nashville. And Davey Rimmer, who's in Uriah Heep, we've been friends for over 25 years. So
wow.
they were the guys to get in, you know. We'd done some dates in Europe. And then moving forward, that became the band. So that was the evolution of the band, you know. That was us moving forward. They recorded this latest album. And we're the band moving forward. So we saw that as an evolution of the band as well. You know, not in a way that was any better, but it was different and it just evolved in that way. So I was incredibly grateful to have Scott and Rex on the first record. And I'm grateful as well to have these guys in the band now.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Like you said, in regards to Priest, how you're still trying to find your sound and your voice. I feel like there's something to be said about that because it keeps things sounding very fresh. And it sounds to me like this band allows you to kind of grow your wings a little bit and try some different sounds out there that isn't just strictly heavy metal.
That's right. You know, there's a. I mean, we've all got different DNA in our blood. You know, we've got metal in our blood. We've got. I grew up on 80s pop. You know, and that's just the way it is. You know, I was born in a decade, and I was exposed to certain music, and you can't change those influences. That's what we grew up with. You know, so there's Duran Duran, there's Bryan Adams, there's Ultravox, there's great pop music in there, along with metal and hard rock and stuff like that. So that's all in our. We've all got so different DNA. But we love heavy music and stuff. So I think all those influences come together and make something truly unique, hopefully. And again, as you said, Elegant Weapons just allows us all to spread that DNA a little further and see what comes out. There's a little bit of Hendrix in there. There's a bit more blues in there. There's a bit of Sabbath in there. And also, there's some Priest in there as well. You know, there's obviously DNA that we can hear from Priest. But, you know, a little bit more to off the beaten path, as if it, you know, if we can say that, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, I definitely picked that up, especially that blues and Hendrix influence in the song Come Back to Me, where it's kind of metal but blended with some of that soul and blues. Is that kind of how you like this project to go, is just give you a bunch of different sounds and moods to work with?
It tends to go that way somehow. You know, when I'm writing stuff, there's stuff that's unmistakably Priest, and then there seems to be stuff that is unmistakably Elegant Weapon stuff as well, and it tends to be that more Hendrixy type stuff, Hendrixy bluesy type stuff. And Come Back to Me, funny enough you mentioned that, that's something that I didn't think was appropriate for the first record. It wasn't ready. There was a song that needed a bit more nuance, and you know, it wasn't finished, and I couldn't finish the song. And it, you know, it's a bit more of a ballad, you know, and there was nothing like that on the first record. So as an evolution of this record, I finished the song. I kind of found where it needed to go, and I thought it sounded strong, so we put that on this record. And I think that's an indication really of how the band's evolved in that more sensitive sense as well.
Yeah, who are some of your favorite players right now in the rock and metal scene, or maybe some of your favorite albums that you're currently into? It seems like you're pretty in touch with a lot of musicians out there.
Oh wow, I mean, there's so many these days, you know. Timu from Megadeth, the late guitar player in Megadeth, I think he's a monster. You know, Megadeth just released a new record a few weeks ago, and the new guitar player is stunning, you know, absolutely amazing, perfect for Megadeth. Adam Jones from Tool, he's always been one of my favorite guitar players, really inventive and different, you know. And then obviously the classics, they're always the classics, you know, Randy Rhoads, Jimi Hendrix, obviously Glenn Tipton, KK Downing, the guys from Maiden as well, Brian May, you know, David Gilmour, you know, these guys that speak with their guitars, you know, not necessarily the speed technicians, but some of the guys that speak to you with the melody and the note choices. Michael Schenker has always been one of mine, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But there's some phenomenal guitar players out there, you know, in the metal scene and just in general. Nuno, you know, Nuno's flying the flag at the moment for that style of guitar playing, you know.
So no doubt.
Millions out there.
Your career has been filled with so many great adventures. I'd like to know a little bit about working with Lauren Harris Band early on in your career and a chance to work with Steve Harris from Maiden. How was that all? Like, how did that work out for you? Like, because it seems like you guys were pretty tight.
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, it was kind of instrumental, really, on getting me out on the big, big, big stages, you know. Steve called me up one day. I was at work. I was working in a pub in London, and it was a Friday, and Steve called me up and said, can you get out to Miami on Monday and work with my daughter? So I quit my job on Friday and I was out in Miami on Monday, and off we went, you know. And it was great. We went on tour with Thunder. We went on tour with Motley Crue. We were on tour with Maiden. And that really kind of introduced me to big stages and big tours and buses and schedules and stuff, which was really instrumental in getting me ready for the road, you know. And Lauren was great. She was the sort of person that wouldn't back down, and she was like a father, you know. So if something went wrong on stage or something like that, she wouldn't shrink down. She would kind of stand up to the challenge, take the bull by the horns and get through the challenge. And she was fantastic. But we were great friends, and I still talk to Steve every now and again, and when we catch up and we, you know, catch up on the road and whatever. It was his birthday the other day. He was 70 the other day, so I wish him a happy birthday. But yeah, I mean, it was, again, blessed to kind of know those people, Steve and Lauren, and take cues from them and kind of learn a lot from Steve and what he exposed us to.
Carlos Santana once talked about that when he was up and coming, you know, when they put that album out, I think he was 18, and they just went from bigger show to bigger show to bigger show. By the time they got to Woodstock, they were like, okay, no problem.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember being like that. We were on the road. I must have been 28 or something like that, 29, and we were down in South America, and we were doing it for so long. We were out with Maiden, and I remember it being like that. You know, it becomes every day almost. It's like, what are we going to do today to make it exciting? But hold on a minute, we're on tour with Maiden in South America, and like, you know, you kind of lose this, you lose your sense of what's the word, perspective, you know, and,
yeah.
And then you realize this is an exciting time. But it does get like that. You get kind of caught up in the moment, and every day becomes kind of similar, you know.
Yeah, very true. Any plans to tour with this? Because I know you got the tour with Priest in Europe this summer, but any chances that you might be touring this album at some point?
Yeah, we're looking at dates after the Priest tour. So when we get back from the European tour with Priest, we're looking at dates maybe over in the States with Weapons. We haven't done any dates in the United States with Elegant Weapons at the moment. So we've done some stuff in Europe. So it'll be good to bring the band over here and introduce the US to Weapons. So we'll watch this space, and we'll let you know when that happens.
That would be great. Evolution, April 24th, and Bridges Burn is out now. Richie's, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man. Best of luck on the album and the tour this summer, and look forward to seeing you here in Kalamazoo soon, man.
Thank you, brother. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, dude. See ya.